Hello.
Hi, honey. I have Sonia on the line. It's Dina with Family First. So she wanted to finalize a meet and greet time with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So are you available today to conduct the interview?
Sure. Do you want to see me in person? Sure. Can I get the address?
Yes.
I think I'm right now. What time is it? Hold on. 12:30, yes. Can be there by 1:30. Would that be okay? Or 2?
Yeah, that's
1:30.
That would be fine.
My grandson, yeah.
Today, or if it's too last-minute notice for you, Sonia, tomorrow is fine as well.
All right, I'll leave it for tomorrow. Yes, ma'am. If I'm speaking to the person?
You're speaking with the
I'm
person's
on,
daughter.
Yeah, mom's daughter.
Oh, hello. My name is Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sonia. I guess Family First is on the phone, too, and they are trying to get us to meet up, which is fine.
Yeah.
I do require the meet and greet first because I like for you to see, you know, and meet my mom, and we like to talk to you first and stuff like that. So are you available to come tomorrow? I don't want to, like, put you on the spot and say, oh, you have to be here in an hour. I mean, this is, you know, it's 12:30 already.
Yeah.
So are you able to come tomorrow to meet us?
Yes. Yeah. Sure. That's tomorrow. Okay.
Are you, I'm on Brookside Road. Do you know, are you familiar with Wescoville at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm in North Hampton. No, I mean, I live in North. I'm not far from Allentown, but I'm not close either. It depends. It's Allentown is big, you know? I don't know if you know the North Hampton area.
Yes,
like 18067.
There's Hampton. Isn't that over by Whitehall? Like, Cementon?
Yeah, it's not far from Whitehall either. North Hampton, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know, Main Street, North Hampton.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up over in Whitehall. Actually, I lived in Cementon, and that's right across the bridge to North Hampton. It's a bridge.
Are you familiar with Quakertown?
No, I'm not really. That's a little...
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you our address, and then I'm sure you can probably just GPS it. It's 1046.
And
hold
everything
on,
will be texted to you, Sonia, as well, the address.
Okay, she can say it to 1046
Brookside Road.
Brookside Road. She's going to text it to me anyway. Brookside Road.
Uh-huh. Allentown, PA.
Oh, this is Allentown.
Yeah, we're asking it. Yeah, 18106.
18106. Yeah, I'm 18067.
How far? I'm not even. Go ahead.
I will have to look it up. So it's 1046 Brookside Road, Allentown, 18106.
Correct. Yep. And we're right off the highway. We're actually not in Center City, Allentown. We're on the outskirts of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go look myself. I don't know. I don't know if I've been that side. I don't know. I don't really travel a lot, but maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I don't know because I remember Allentown is big, you know. So
yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying we're on the outskirts of Allentown. We're not in the city. We're not near we're near like Dorney Park area.
Oh, Dorney Park. Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're over, like, that area. We're not in the center city part of Allentown. Now, you said Quakertown and Northampton. They're completely different. So are you from Northampton or Quakertown?
I'm from Northampton, yeah. But I'm not far from Quakertown either. Yeah.
Oh.
So you're like near, what is it called, Dorney Park?
Yeah, the amusement park that's opened in the summertime, that's where everybody kind of, like, knows Allentown as far as that. But if you're in Northampton, you're in you're near Whitehall, so you would probably be taking, I guess, the highways.
Okay.
Right?
Oh yes, most definitely. Yes. Yes, I'll have to look it up. When I hang up on you, I'm gonna Google it to see how far I am.
Okay. And are you interested in the overnight? Is that what you're interested in?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm willing to work on, if I'm going to go that far, I believe, I forgot what they told me. I think it's, I don't know if it's 3 days or 2 or 4 days. I'm not sure what she said. I'm willing to work like 12 hours a day, you know?
Yeah, they are 12 hours a day.
If I'm going to go that far,
nine,
you know? It's just not worth going
nine,
that far part time.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Yes. And I can do also, well, I'll talk to her because I know she was talking about something from 5 to 9.
Well, we have some of those available as well. And that's why I like to do the meet and greet. I get to, you know, talk about all of that stuff as far as what we need.
Yeah.
And now with the distance and everything, too, you said, you like, some people don't like 12 hours. They only want 8. Some of them don't even want that.
Right.
Some people want the 12 hours. Ours?
Overnight,
so
hours, yeah. I need
overnight.
More. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the overnight is just 12 hours, and it's 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Now you do have bed. You have experience with bed bounds with somebody in the bed.
Yes. Diaper change and all that.
Yep. Okay. Good. Oh, okay. Then, whenever it's convenient for you, since you are coming, do you drive or are you getting a ride here?
No, I'm probably gonna get both. Either sometimes I'll drive, or my son or my daughter will drop me off. You know, it depends.
Okay.
If we only have they have their own cars. And right now, that's why I'm trying to work a little bit so I can get myself a little car later on.
Yeah, for the meet and greet though, because I just want to make sure I let you know where you're going. Like if you drive, when you get to our address, you can't park right there because that's like Brookside Road, the main road. There's no parking there. You have to go to the very next street, which is Liberty Lane, and then, you can see it from our house. Like the GPS will bring you to the front of the house. If you're getting dropped off, that's fine. But if you're driving, you have to go down to Liberty Lane, which is, you can see the street, and then you just make the right on Liberty Lane, and then we're the only house on the right, and then you just turn in the back, and we have, a red and white garage, and that's where you park back there to cut to the entrance of the home.
All right. So tomorrow,
you can text me, if you're, if you want my number, I have no problem with you texting me. As far as, the time and, if you get lost or you're not sure where you're going or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a little bit, once you're on Brookside, like I said, the GPS is going to bring you in the front of my home. And you don't want to park out there. So I can lead you to the back. So, Dina, are you on the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, so maybe if you want to give her my number, that would be fine.
Yeah, I'll text that to her as well. Uh-huh.
And then she can text me and we can go through where the parking is and all that if she's going to drive. So let me.
Okay. All right, so we have a meet and greet scheduled for tomorrow. Sonia, I'll send you all the information you need, and you can reach out to Emma if you need if you want to, change the time or day or whatever, okay?
Okay, so tomorrow, what time would she like me to come? I can leave here from, can I be there by 12? Or that's too late?
Yeah, that's fine. 12 o'clock is fine.
12, 11 or 12, either one.
12 o'clock is a little bit better for me. Mornings, we don't do well. Mom's barely even up then. And my name is Connie. I'm her daughter, and, I live here with her. And, so if you want to do 12, that would be fine.
All right, we'll see how it works out. And then I'll see you tomorrow at 12, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And then we can talk about the hours and all those things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. All right. Nice talking to you, Connie. Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Gina, you're going to give her my number and all of that?
Yeah, I'm going to give her all that information. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, honey. I'll see you tomorrow, Connie. All right.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Monica?
It's Dina, yes.
Oh, is this